Good day to you, and thank you for being here. I am Natasha Venter. I am an intuitive medium. I lived many past lives, which I know about, and I can see many past lives. So that's why I'm an energy seer, multi-life intuitive, because I've been intuitive for many lifetimes. And this is my lifetime. Actually, I'm getting to be able to live my life callings. And I'm hoping that I can be helpful to you. So these shows are always for me to help you find your truth. So with that, welcome to Every Day with an Angel, which that title is going to be changing soon. And I haven't quite settled quite into the name yet because I've got a few floating around that are calling to me, but I'm trying to figure them out because there's a couple that are kind of like titles of a book. But they're going to be in the context of finding the you in you, or finding the truer you, or, you know, discovering the you in you. Because of the fact that that is my life calling, is for you to find you. And today's show is going to be about, turning your triggers into treasures. And actually, I wanted to call it, let's get tiggered, not triggered, like Tigger the Winnie Pooh, bouncy, 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 right? Because the fact that that was one of my things that I did so many years ago. Oh, it's been almost like 5 years ago that I made a video on this, and it's on my YouTube channel and on Facebook. If you go into my archives, go down several years, and it's called Let's Get Tiggered, Not Triggered. And actually, I did a kind of a quick little on my YouTube channel where you do like sections, and it was Let's Get Tiggered, Not Triggered. But I had to be careful about Disney, you know, that I couldn't grab like Tigger and use him without permission. And so we had to change the name up a little bit. And my friend who edits for me, you know, she discovered, you know, she thought, oh, treasure would be good. And I agreed with that, you know, because she's always trying to find my voice in my dyslexic self so that she can edit for me. And I appreciate Kathy, you so much. You have always given me my voice through sometimes she looks at it and goes, Natasha, do not send me another edit because I'm trying to figure this out. Because she knows that there's days where I just go down this rabbit hole and it's discombobulating my dyslexic. Even though I can do it, I can be me, but the written word doesn't always come across as clarity. And I want everybody to believe that. Hi, Soba. Thank you for being here. You know, and we're all human. And that's the thing that we're all human with, is getting triggers. And getting these triggers, and triggers could be as little as a sound of someone's voice to doing an interaction or having an interaction with someone. Because the fact that, you know, many of us are dealing with anxieties trigger us into an interaction. So many of us have PTSD that is triggering us into a certain interaction. And so many of us have these, you know, physical ailments that trigger us into an emotion. So what do we do when we get these energetic, mental, emotional, spiritual triggers? Well, I'm going to kind of define what I'm defining as a trigger. Now, remember, like I said, your truth is your truth. My journey is always to support you in finding your inner truth. And that's why Every Day with an Angel, it was given to me last year. And I'm so grateful for my friend who gave it to me, because like she says, it's like every time I'm with you, it's like spending a day with an angel. And so, but that doesn't really say what my podcast is about. So if you liked any of those that I gave, please give your input, because it's not necessarily that I'm going to listen to everybody, but it's just nice to kind of get that deference down so that, you know, because that's the thing is that finding you is my goal for your journey in life. And I want you to have that goal. So defining a trigger. Defining a trigger is the trigger When we define a trigger, it's something that happens in my outer world that interacts with my inner world. And when I define an inner world as your inner emotions, your inner mind, your inner voice, your inner nervous system, right? Our inner nervous system. Whew. And our nervous system likes to react and interact in our life a whole lot more than our mind does. So those triggers are something that, looking into our world, how do we interact with those outer world triggers? Now, even if we have an ailment, that if we go through, let's say, an interaction of a stressful moment, it can trigger an inner interaction with our body, i.e., we could have gone upstairs and our knee gets triggered and doesn't want to work anymore. And Soba, thank you for saying this. Triggers give you an unpleasant feeling, if you can say that. Yes, they do. And it can be multitudes of things. You know, I've been triggered by things that happened to me when I was young. And here I'm, you know, in my 50s. You know, it's that separation, you know, and where can we restart ourselves? The thing I've noticed about triggers, though, and this is where I've worked on mine, and I'm going to define a story that I have, that of one of my many triggers that I have had. Well, I used to have big anxiety when my kids, because I couldn't do it, would download my pictures off my phone or my camera. At that time, I used a camera too, onto the computer or to my flash drive. Well, I could not, would not stay in the same room because my anxiety was triggered so bad. But the thing that I had to do was I had to breathe first. I learned that if I breathed and stood in that spot for just even if it's 30 seconds, stayed in that spot, 30 seconds. Hi, man on the moon. Long time no see you here. Thank you for being here. Stayed in that spot, settled into who I was, that coming into this, that 30 seconds reset that trigger from fear and flight to interaction. That is the thing that we would like to do, maybe, is look at your triggers, whatever it is. I can't name yours. Will not name yours because that's your personal story. But naming them. Hi, Veronica. And anybody else who's out there, I'm so grateful you're here because I'm live on YouTube, Facebook, X, and which used to be Twitter. Yeah. And then on Facebook and Instagram, because I'm on my phone with Instagram. So going into this, hi, Paula, how are you doing? Glad you're here on Instagram. So going into these triggered moments, our nervous system gets reacted like that. And we get into a story of these old patterns. Like someone was saying one time that, you know, it's like he used the word of farmer, and I didn't know his name, and I apologize for this, but I love this story because he got it from someone. That our trigger, he gets in the trailer and he starts it up and he goes down the same path. Every day, those ruts end up happening over and over, and the ruts get deeper and deeper and deeper. So when we have a trigger, imagine it. It gets on that tractor, starts it up, and goes down that same road with the same ruts. The one way we can reset our nervous system, reset our understanding, is by getting in the tractor and stop. Don't touch anything, right? don't touch anything for a minute. And when we don't touch anything for 30 seconds or whatever, and then we start the motor, and then we get in the tractor, and we drive down the road, we look at the road a little differently because we're not in fear and flight. And that's the thing when we're dealing with triggers and remembering this is your, I want you to find your truth. As people are starting to come on live here, that I wanted to reset this understanding that going into this, finding your truth about working with your triggers, emotionally, physically, spiritually, or whatever it is, that if we can take just that moment, take our hands off of what we're being triggered by, take a breath. Sometimes that's only a half a second, right? Take a breath. That rewires the mental need to go down that road, and it helps reset our nervous system. Because the only way, and I've said this in other shows, the only way that our nervous system can heal is by doing interactions in a safe way. So another example that I have learned to do, and like I said, I really want to name the show Let's Get Tiggered, Not Triggered, because the fact, but we're going to find the treasures through these triggers. That for me, one time I was doing a video and it was about triggers, and it was about how to, you know, stepping away from them and stepping into them and knowing them. And that's the thing about life. When we get to know ourselves a little bit more, that's called spiritually emotional maturity. And when we get into this more mature moment, life is not always going to be easy. But the thing is though, when we look at something like our triggers, like our moment, and see, oh, this is who I am. A lot of times when we can look into ourselves, go a little bit deeper, don't be afraid to look, because it's only us that we only know, right? You know, it's that only us. And hi, Paula. My voice is changing enough for me to double take tight twice. Okay, so on Instagram, maybe I'm doing something here, and I'm trying to have my mic. So I'm on my phone. So let me see here. I'll turn down the volume. Maybe that might help. And I apologize. Thank you very much, Paula, for letting me know that. Okay, so going into this, that one time I was doing a video and I wrote in, let's heal our triggers. And I got a message from one of my coworkers who has been watching my video. Sadly, she's now passed. She got dementia short after that, but she was my messenger for this. That going in, that I wrote the word tigger instead of trigger. Talk about dyslexic. Well, instead of going into the rabbit hole, oh, I'm so embarrassed. Oh my gosh, I'm so not unprofessional. I'm just so unprofessional and go, oh, getting hard on myself. I have learned that dyslexic part of me, whew, I can't speak for her really, because she doesn't always enjoy this, but she has learned that she does not have to be punished when she does something. I'm going to use quotation marks around this word, wrong. Because there's really no wrong or right. Because of the fact that maybe I was supposed to, in the big picture of life, write the word tigger. So then my dear Stephanie, who you know, like I said, now has passed, can message me, Natasha, did you realize you wrote the word tigger, not triggered? Well, guess what I ended up doing? Instead of going down that rabbit hole of being in pain, being in sorrow, being in, I can't do this. Why am I doing this? I can't do videos right. I can't do this. And going into that whole story of being triggered, and I'm using quotation marks around that trigger word, that we go into this. And, you know, the one thing I did was I turned right around and I faced that scenario. I faced that scenario. And that scenario was doing perceived wrong. And I looked at it And what did I do? I did a video on it. And I laughed to it, not laughed at it, but I laughed to it. And I did a video about, you know, isn't it funny how we go down this perfection rabbit hole and deem ourselves negative when all we really could do is maybe go, okay, so either I have a chance to be Eeyore and go, if you remember Winnie the Pooh, or you can come up and go into and being Tigger. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to go bouncy, 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 and you're always up and everything like that. No, because looking into ourselves and looking into our trauma dramas and into our knowings and into our old story, that it's not an easy dance. It's not going to be comfortable, and it's not going to be lovable until we start loving that part of ourselves. And that's the thing about going into our story of you know, being triggered, is we got to find out, why are we triggered? And it might go take us down a little bit of a windy path. Why am I triggered with anxiety when my kids, telling the story at the beginning, takes my audio off my, or takes my pictures off my camera? Well, part of me was in that triggered from anxiety because I did not know the process of this. And at this time in my life, I really needed to be in control of something because my life was out of control. Because these were the times where I was going through the grief of my family. My parents had passed away. Uncle just passed away. Things were happening. And this was all within about a 3 to 5 year stage of time when all my family, my core family, passed away on my mother's side. And going into this, that I was in the point where I had to control something and I could not control that. My kids had to control it. And they knew better than I did how to do this because they were in school taking computer courses. And so with that it was healthier for them to do that. But the health of me needed to stay and watch it, because me running all the time created an ADHD moment like I did in my last week's show, or a PTSD moment. Yes, a lot of triggers are PTSD. So going into this, that a lot of us are being triggered into reactions of our life, which is not helping to heal our nervous system. So how can we negotiate this? How can we know this? Well, for one, we have used in our society now, the word trigger comes off our lips just as quick as somebody swearing. So going into this, that maybe we can start taking that word out of our vocabulary a little bit more about being triggered. Like the other day when my husband was editing one of my letters that I was going to send out, I got triggered. My little girl got triggered. My dyslexic self got triggered because I didn't get a chance to voice my way, and he wanted to start editing things before I was finally done. It was about timing. So instead of saying the word that I got triggered, I said that my little girl got scared. I named what it was. I named what it was. So if you can start learning a little bit more about yourself, and this might take a little time, there's no rush at it, but take a little time and start looking into who you are, looking in that metaphorical mirror and seeing who is triggered in you. What is triggered? Is it something that got triggered when you were a little girl or a little guy, right? You know, who is that person that got triggered? Or was it an adult? Was it somebody who is in a very vulnerable place? So you can call it your vulnerability is getting triggered. You know, you can even just label it an emotion got triggered, even if you don't know what it is. So start going into, for that moment, if you can take even just a half a second and check in, go inside and check who is getting triggered. Because I can tell you that anxiety doesn't always come from the same place. Now, a rutted pattern, the tractor going down the same path on the road all the time, that is going to be the same reason all the time. But how that tractor gets started, going back to that story at the very beginning here, how that tractor gets started to want to go down that road can always have different interactions at the beginning. You know you better than anybody else does. Now, I can say that maybe a friend knows you better than you because you're not willing to look inside yourself, and they are because they love you enough to do that. So going into how do we negotiate all these stories in us? Be, if you can, because this year, oh my gosh, this year is going to be full of interactions that can, and I'm going to use the word, trigger some parts of you in different ways. Your financials, your spiritual, your emotional, your human body wise, and your nervous system. Your mindsets. If our financial banking system changes, it's going to trigger a part of you. Now, who is going to get triggered? Is it going to be your young self when your parents were poor? If this is your story, if your parents were poor and you weren't getting much food. So what part of you is going to get triggered is that younger child in you of insecurity. So check in with that younger part of you of insecurity. Just like when Stephanie told me that I wrote the word tiggered instead of triggered, that I had to check in with my dyslexic self because she was the one that was starting to get triggered. Do you see where I'm going with this? And going into this negotiation that there are some of us that heard conversations in when we were children that really gave us triggers for our future self. So like our refrigerator right now is a little empty because we just cleared out a bunch of leftovers. So I heard my husband say, our refrigerator is getting bare. That used to be an old trigger of his, that he would used to be getting upset that we didn't have anything in the cupboards. So he would go to an empty fridge to having nothing in the house to eat. I open up the cupboard that he uses for his food. He has a cupboard because he likes to eat nuts and I'm allergic to nuts and he likes to do this thing and that. And so it's nice that he has his cupboard that he can get into and I don't get into unless I'm putting something away. So going into this, that if I open up that cupboard, it's full of food. But in his mindset, somewhere in him of having minimalism or less or scarcity. Oh, that's the word I was looking for. Scarcity. Ooh, scarcity can get triggered, right? Scarcity. So going into this, check in. Who is getting triggered? Because that's how we turn our triggers into knowings, which turns it into treasures of moving forward. Because the fact that now, when my friend Kathy, she's Natasha, is it fellow or follow? Are you saying fellow or follow? And so with that, then now I laugh at it, with it, interact with it, and make sure I write follow, not fellow. Our story can be shifted. It may not be changed, but it can be shifted. So going into these triggered moments of ourselves. Check in to see who and where is happening. There is a story in you of health and wiseness and maturity. And it's layers. Because I can tell you that I was more triggerable when I was younger than when I'm older. And that's the luxury of age. We just have a little bit more weathered time on us, right? So going into this, that how do we set into our understanding? For one, we understand that believing in our story can lead us to in a better place, an embetterment. So how do you change your triggers into treasures? For one, you take that few minutes, if you can, and if you only have 30 seconds before you get triggered, take a breath. Come to neutral. Take that breath and look and ask the word who. Start practicing breath and who. Who? Doesn't that slow you down a little bit? Who, what? Your brain starts going, who, what, where? Who, what, who? Who's being triggered? And trust that part of you that answers right away. That's called intuition. That's your higher self. That's your inner spirit. That's your inner knowings that are talking with you. Many of us have triggers that aren't even ours. They're not even ours. They are from our family. A trigger. An insect. I'm not going to name insects. Or animals that have no legs and they slither. Not going to say that name either, because that can be a trigger. That who's been afraid of those? Ask. Was one of your parents or somebody close to you, a sibling, really scared of one of those eight-legged critters? I know for me, I grew up in a household back in St. Louis, and I remember hearing one of my parents say, yeah, I know there's spiders underneath the sink, but hey, have you seen all the ants that they get in there? In their web. So my parents kept spiders around. Oh, I said the word. Somebody else said that there was something going on with the voice modulation and so I apologize. If there's something going on Instagram, and I apologize, I don't know what it is. I'm on my phone. That if you want to go to my Instagram, into my YouTube channel, Natasha Venter AC, you'll get a cleaner moment. So I apologize on Instagram. So this is a moment where I could have been triggered. Thank you. Sounds good on Facebook. Thank you very much. I think there's just something maybe with my phone or something like that. So going into this, that I've done what I normally do, click on live on Instagram and go for it. And it's usually been okay in the past. So go to Natasha Venter AC on my YouTube channel and you'll get a cleaner voice. So going into this like this, on my way. Thank you, Paula. I'll stay on Instagram just because. That going into this, that I could have been triggered by this. I could have been triggered by, this is something I can't control, this is, but what did I do? What I ended up saying was that there's a better place for you to go. So I took for a minute and I checked in with myself, and I didn't go down that rabbit hole, did I? And that's the thing, isn't the universe amazing in how they can set something up for me to show you something, how I've negotiated things. So I could have triggered into, holy crap, what's going on? This is not perfectionism. This is not professionalism. I do want to be professional. But the thing is, though, I can't control Instagram. I can't control my phone right now. So the one thing I can control is my interaction with me. And I trusted the insight. Yes, I'm intuitive. I get that. But I trusted that instinct. And I'm going to tell you that this is the year that our intuition is waking up. So if you don't follow that inner gut feeling, that inner knowing feeling, then that's where trouble happens. So believe in that. And go to my YouTube channel, Natasha Venter AC. And I'm right there live. Or you can go on to Facebook and be there if you wanted to. So going into this interaction of, you know, a lot of times we get into a trigger because we're out of control of something. And being into that interaction of out of control. Shoot, I forgot to text my husband and say, can you pick up some milk on the way home? That just flew in. Darn it. There again is another trigger, and I can really feel bad. And I'm just going to ask the universe to give me time before he gets in his truck after work to stop by the store and get some milk for dinner. Okay. Squirreled off there, didn't I? I apologize. So going into this, when we use the word trigger, that adds extra energy on to that word. So going back to what I was talking about a little bit before, if you're going to use the word, I got triggered, try to figure out another way, another word, because words have energy attached to them. Words have energy attached. And if we end up negotiating our story with our words, like people who say, I'm in anxiety right now. Oh no, I'm in anxiety. And I'm only dramatizing that. I'm not saying that that's how people are. I'm just doing a role here. So I don't want to dishonor anybody with anxiety. I have it myself. That's not how I act. But to dramatize it a little bit, I can say, oh, my emotions are being hit right now. Oh God, I'm just like, I don't know if I can do this. I'm feeling very insecure. So going in and relabeling something instead of saying I'm triggered with it, because there's different layers. There's different, and you know, saying the word trigger has many different threads as I'm doing like a timelines and family lines coming down off the word trigger, right? So it's okay to use the word trigger, but when it's a little one, find another word. If it's a negotiation that can have a different name to it, find a different name. And what that does, it kind of diffuses that interaction of a trigger. I'm going to tell you, anxiety and triggered energy and scarcity and not understandings and feeling belittled and minimized and all those things are energies that are out there in the world right now. And if you're an empath in any way, you can pick up on those energies. Whew. And sometimes a trigger isn't all yours. It could be somebody else's. So going into this, it's time to believe that you are stronger than the moment by 30 seconds. I always use, and this is one of my tools, I use the words who's controlling who. Is my trigger controlling the situation or am I? Because I know we both can't be controlling it. And I'm not saying that I control my life, but I sure can control my interaction with the thing in front of me that's applying it. And I've been where in my elementary school system that I was doing a writing course, Natasha the dyslexic, teaching a writing course to 5th and 6th graders. I wrote something on the board, and I wrote the first part that was right, because I tried to copy it, but being dyslexic, I don't always copy things right. Copied it right, and then I went down and I did mistakes, which were easy for me to do. When the principal came along and she looked and she says, "Natasha, can I fix this?" The good section. And she fixed a couple spellings. I could have been triggered in that moment. The principal fixing my work as I'm teaching students. But I took the moment and I understood by taking a second that this was a teaching moment for the kids that I was teaching. And I said, okay, so because a lot of them had dyslexia and a lot of them had scarcity and less than and fear involved here, that they said that I said to them, isn't that amazing that even a principal correcting me, did I get worried about that? No, because of the fact that none of us do things perfectly. None of us do these things perfectly. And so if I'm worried about her correcting me, I'm not able to learn what I need to learn by that, which is how to spell that word better. So going into that trigger, can I give you a saying to say with that? What's this here to teach me? Start practicing finding that word. When there's a trigger that happens in your life, what is this here to teach me? That is that 5 seconds. And going into this knowing of when we are triggered, that ends up, as I said at the beginning of this show, and if you've coming on Instagram, I apologize. I guess my audio is off in Instagram, and I apologize that you can go to my YouTube channel, Natasha Venter AC, to watch it cleanly. That going into this, that when we're in the moment of that trigger, taking a few minutes, what's this here to teach me? Who am I? I can tell you that if you can do that by the end of this year, your feet are going to be more on the ground. Because people who are not willing to look into themselves, look into their understandings, look into their shadows, look into their darkness, look into their uncomfortableness, that they are not going to be standing cleanly on their feet. So I'm hoping and praying that you can stand on your own 2 feet and having some grace with that, having some grace with your understandings of who you are. Because the world is going to, the universal energies are going to flip us upside down and inside out. And if we have tools to work through our shadows, our understandings, and our scarcity, we're going to have more grace. So going into this, like I talked about last week, talking about our PTSD and our ADHD moments on, it's on my YouTube channel. Well, actually it's on all my channels that I'm live on, that it's not necessarily the clinical ones, but it's the ones that are trauma induced. You know, like my dyslexic, not wanting to read. So I distracted myself, which meant that I started distracting myself so that I didn't have to do the things that are in front of me that are a struggle. So I created an ADHD moment. I'll scroll over here. I'll scroll over there. It's time this time to believe in you. It's time for you to understand that the energies that you are in right now are all inspiring. And there was a big portal that opened up, a big veil piece that opened up this last weekend. The first weekend of March. I don't know if you felt it where you are, but I know that I felt it where I was in the Northwest, and it was amazing. And it's the beginning. It's the beginning of our change. It's the beginning of who we are. So, and I did a couple of videos on it, and you can find it on my YouTube channel, all 4 parts. And that was just a short version of the long story. That going into this, feeling better about you, having the spiritual, emotional, and mental maturity is going to keep your feet underneath you. Life is changing up. Our government's going to change. Our world is going to change. Our energies are going to change. How we are going to change. Things are happening. Do we go into scarcity and triggered? How many people got triggered when Facebook and Instagram weren't on this last week? Or just, was that yesterday morning? How many were triggered? I bordered on it. But I also don't really get on those platforms until after I go to my work. So it wasn't really something big for me. And I'm not saying it was wrong or right. I'm not saying. But that's the thing that we're coming into. We're coming into the world of AI. And we are coming into a moment of things not always working right. And our world is wanting us to be quick. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to come down into your own timing. And sometimes when there's an outer trigger, I'm going to use the word example as Facebook and Instagram being offline for, I think it was a good couple hours, that going into that, I just said, I'll check into it when I get home. I'll check in with it if I post. If I can't post on those platforms, I'll post on other platforms. If I can't post on any of my platforms, I guess I'm not meant to post that night. But the trigger would have been is my pattern and my habits were to use them. And so I would have to retrain my knowings, that part of me that wants to be sustained in that pattern of checking in with those platforms, watching those videos or whatever it is. So coming back, I would have to come back and find something for me to do. I don't know what that is. What would happen if my phone went offline? I guess Verizon did the other day too, and I didn't know that. But AT&T did also. So we're coming into a moment where life is happening. And we have opportunities for triggers. Find out who's being triggered in you. And that will give you grace. Give you more grace. Because right now, it's really time to believe and love yourself through it. It's time to believe. I don't know if you can see it. It says believe. And love yourself through it. So I was going to channel somebody today, but nobody's stepping forward. And I'm noticing that it is like 4:45. And I have not pulled cards yet. So I am going to probably do that today. But I want you to remember that the angels are always with you. The angels are always with you. And it's time to believe. It's time to believe in that magic. Whew, I was checking in. Somebody just popped in. Oh, it's Archangel Michael. Okay, here I go. When I channel, I don't believe fully, but I stay partially here. And I will be here. Sorry, a text. Somebody said something and I wanted to read it real quick. So coming in here, I'm going to channel Archangel Michael. Don't know what message he's going to give. I just know he's here. So give me a second here. Oh, dear ones, in the story of who you are, I want you to remember that you are a miracle, as this dear one says, because she is the angel of our world. Know that no matter where you're at and what you're doing, that the stories are coming into fruition for you. What you manifest, what you think, even the simplest little things are going to be manifested soon. So start practicing. What you say is what you will get. So believe in what you are saying may just come about. So if you say the word, as your conversation tonight was about triggers, if you say you're triggered all the time, what are you going to be? Triggered all the time, right? I heard someone say that. So what do you need to do to move through these stories of who you are and what you're doing? Change your wording, change your life. Change your understandings, change your world. There are going to be immense movement this year, my fellow friends. We angels are here to assist you, but it's going to take you being on this planet, grounded in who you are, knowing who you are, and being who you are. There is no mistakes in this world of yours right now. Everything is for your evolution. And as this dear one said, what is this here to teach me has been a gift for this dear one's love, for herself and for others. It takes judgment out of it, and it brings in neutrality. She was given this mantra years ago, and she has practiced it well. And with that practicing has given her standing on her truer feet to be the human that she is and the skills she has. So she is not knocked over in the winds of change, in the winds of understandings of others, and in the energetic winds of somebody blowing real hard in their understanding. Take your time to believe in who you are, my dears, because it will be priceless in the end. Your soul wants you to be alive, which means be awake in those emotions. Hold on to what you are. Yes, your truths are your truths. Hold on to them. They keep you alive. But it's time, my children, and my fellow friends, and my fellow walkers of angels, to understand that this is the journey in this lifetime to wake up, to be you. Be your light. Be your calling, even if it's just being kind. Even if it's just being a light, even if it's just being love, you're doing your truer calling. Isn't that the story about being while you're doing? Being while you're doing. Doing while you being. It is a breath in and breath out in that moment. Take time to be you. It is your time to change and be stronger. So be it. Oh. I, Michael, stand with all of you, with my fiery sword, with my armor, and I put that on you. You have the strength of my armor. Walk into your journey of your life and look at the person in the mirror. My cohort, Michael Jackson, had said, the man in the mirror has to change his ways. Change doesn't mean you stop being you. It means you stop the reactions and the and turn them into interactions so you're stronger. I love you, my friends, my brothers and sisters. I love you. Oh. Wow. Seems like I always kind of wake up and go, boing, my eyes are open. Thank you for being here during that message. I want you to remember that no matter where you're at, I don't remember what Michael said, but there's something about change. That no matter where you're at and what you're doing, Michael stands with every single one of us. I don't know how he does it, but he does. And remembering that change is among us. And the more we can settle ourselves into it, please settle yourself into it. Don't be afraid of you. Your emotions do not have any more power over you than your mind and your body. Well, your body has a little bit more control over you. Because if you hurt your ankle, you can't move, right? Or you have to find a different way. Find a different way. Believe in the magic that you are. And I apologize, I'm not going to be pulling cards tonight. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull one card for everyone. The Ascendant Masters. I'll pull Ascendant Masters. Why are you bending over after you finish the channeling? I mean, I don't know. It's probably because that's when they're leaving my body. And there's not very many entities that I allow into my being, into my under my energies. Michael is one of them. And when I bend over, it's probably them leaving, because where I feel them coming in is in my back, through my back. They don't come down over me. They come in through my back. And that's probably why. I didn't know I did that. But thank you for pointing that out, Silva. Thank you. Okay. Here's the message for everyone for this week to come, or the weeks to come. Yeah. That was my fault. I wasn't shuffling. I don't see how people shuffle differently. They shuffle with their hands like this. I don't see how they can do it. My hands are not that big, I guess. Okay, this is a card for everyone. Okay, the card that is coming to me is this one right here. Artistic expression. Paul the Ventine. Paul the Ventine. And I apologize for, I do not mean to disrespect him. Artistic expression. Where is his hand? It's on his chest. Where does the express, where do we express ourselves? Through here. Okay, so artistic expression. This is for everyone. Artistic expression. It's the first card. Artistic expression. This card signals that your artistic talent are in need for creative expression. You have hidden talents that lie dormant. This trapped energy can make you feel tired, restless, anxious, and can lead to addictions if energy isn't expressed. Even if your artistic abilities feel unpolished, they need an outlet. Make the time today to draw, paint, sing, play music, write, take photographs, make jewelry, sew, dance, or anything artistic and creative. You may find the key to your life's purpose to idle career through this process. Take a class and learn new art, the additional meanings. Take a class to learn new artistic skills. One of your loved ones is an artist. Express your true feelings. Your life's purpose involves artistic endeavor. such as writing and playing music. So Paul the Veneto was an Italian Renaissance artist. His last name was later changed to his birthplace of Venora. He moved to Venice, which is why his name is called Veneto, during the city's golden era of 1500s, where he painted religious murals and paintings. He was successfully able to defend himself against the charges of blasphemy during the Inquisition for his artistic rendering of the Last Supper. You can call upon Paul the Veneto for help for freeing your artistic expression and creativity. And that's one thing that I'm noticing. The more we come back to our soul's understanding, our movement, I've been dancing more often, going dancing more often. That movement just brings something in for me. So believe in movement, believe in your expressions, believe in your voice. Some people have the gift of voice and wording and speaking. That's creative outlet. So it's time to believe in you. And hi, Susie, how are you? And know that no matter where you're at and what you're doing, that you can believe in you. So coming into this, I'm going to leave this. I hope that everyone loves and is blessed by being you, because you have magic in you. You are on the midst of a lot of change. Like I said, there was a doorway that opened this last weekend, at least in my area that I felt it. And I know that there's going to be many others that are going to be opening up this year. It's time to know that when you're creative, when you're more centered in yourself, and those triggers start moving a little differently, that you can be more empowered. Believe in you. That's going to be the key. And if you get off-centered, remember, come in and get grounded. Feel that groundedness in who you are. Believe in who you are, and you'll find the magic. And now to leave, I am Natasha Benter. I am an intuitive medium. I love to support you. Please look for a new title that's going to be coming to this podcast. I am kind of done with Every Day with an Angel, and it's going to be pretty, I'm hoping that the next title that I have will explain a little bit more what this show's about. I'm looking forward to it. It'll probably be happening in the next, maybe in the next couple weeks here. Be who you're going to be. And it's time to be magic. Please like and subscribe. Please follow. Please share this video if it could be helpful for anyone. If you listen to podcasts, please look it up. Right now it's under Every Day with an Angel podcast. And let there be magic in your life. I'm Natasha Venter. See you next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, Regan Forrest is going to be on, and I'm not too sure what we're going to talk about yet. Blessings be to this journey. Bye now.